November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Monitoring.
Go K4AUC. N4EDW. This is K4AUC. How are you tonight, sir? K4AUC, negative contact. We're clear.
K4AUC, this is N4EDW. N4EDW, Branson, Missouri. You're very clear. Over. This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, N4EDW, monitoring.
EDW, this is KO4ZEW. Your signal is coming through.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. I'm trying out the phone on the amateur system. I'm now in Bronson, Missouri. You're coming in loud and clear. Over.
Simpsonville, South Carolina, direct RS to the tower. He says, are you coming in over Echo Link?
I'm using Echo Link. Over. I'm also using this Greenville Station Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo repeater. Over.
Rise where you intended to.
Home is in Western North Carolina. We're traveling on vacation in Missouri. Over.
I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Out of Western North Carolina, are you able to hit this repeater up on Caesar's Head from where you are, or do you use like Mount Mitchell or Spivey, something like that?
I use this repeater. I get on the net that meets at 9 o'clock on this repeater. Over.
KO4ZEW, you'll usually hear them call me on the pre-net check-in if I can't make it over RS.
I'll have to listen for your station. Normally I check in from the radio, and it seems he gets a pretty good number of people, anywhere from 50 or so stations. Over.
This is correct. We usually get about 50 or 60 check-ins. About 15 or 20 are web check-ins, and the rest of them are live RF, so stays pretty busy.
Also check into the Ensign repeater. I believe the frequency is 146790, I think it is. I pick up that one pretty good, and they have a good net starting at 8:30. Over.
That would be the Sassafras Mountain repeater. And I believe the Anderson County Radio Club runs that one. I get that one really well here in Greenville, I suppose because of its elevation. I get it in my my car really well.
They usually have a pretty good net. It's usually rather short because about half an hour, but they have some good stations on it. Over.
Into that. Is that a nightly or is that like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or when Monday, Wednesday, Friday, something like that? So I know this one meets every night at 9. I'm not familiar with the Sassafras net schedule.
Every night, starting about 8:30, often there are people on ahead of time just shooting the breeze, but the net itself starts at 8:30, and they have a good net there. Over.
They start at 8:30. I give that one a listen, and then check out this one at 9. Make an evening of it.
The 9 o'clock one will go anywhere from 15 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how vocal the people get. Some people like to really carry on. He'll keep the net open for late sign-ins, or he'll close the net and keep it open for people who just want to chew the fat. Over.
They used to have a guy, I don't know if he still does it, but he would do a little quick astronomy report during the ragtime portion. I don't know if he still does it. It's been a couple of months since I've listened in that long. But do you know if he still does? I can't remember his name, though.
Boy, I don't see that.
Hey, Andy, it's Ben, KO4ZEW. I've got N4EDW on the line.
It's Danny, I'm gonna hook you two in there. The guy you're talking about, he comes in here ever so often, but he's always on that go line because he can't get in by RF since he moved the way he lives now. He can't get into it anymore with RF, and Echo ain't the only way he can get in, but you're right, I ain't heard him do it lately, but he still comes around here occasionally.
This is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. I'm using this for two reasons. One, I'm traveling. Secondly, I've had to take my antennas down because I'm having work done on the house. So I had to take the antennas down temporarily while they're working on the house. Over.
Well, that explains why we hadn't heard much out of you a whole lot lately. I didn't know that. And like Ben said, he's usually on checks in on the pre-net thing, and I do frequently myself. Then, if I have anything to say, then I'll come in later in here and say it. Go ahead, Ben.
I was just saying I usually do the e-check, the web check-in, and just depends on what I'm getting into that evening. That's usually around starting to wrap things up, getting the kids ready for bed and all that stuff. So sometimes I check in over RF, but I usually try and at least get accounted for over the web.
Wednesday and Friday, I'm usually fooling around with HF, so I definitely do it then. Over the past few days, I ain't been online that much or doing a whole lot with all this weather going on, so I missed a few times, but luckily we still got power. I wasn't so sure how that was going to go, but luckily it went better this time than it did in the 1st of October. Go ahead, Ed.
We check in to the North Carolina single sideband unit net on HF. So 39-38 at 7:30 because my uncle lives up in Charlotte. We both check into it, and I haven't been on the South Carolina sideband net a lot, but that's not the only HF net I check into.
I know of someone that does the South Carolina sideband net and goes up there and checks in on that, and I've heard them do that myself before. As Ed was saying that while ago, where he's at, he can get this and he can get the 7-9 both pretty good. I've heard him on both this and then that.
KK4HXB, Andy, what is the Anderson repeater's time?
27.3, but what's wrong with your audio? You sound like you got your talking into a piece of cloth or something. It's not like I'm used to hearing it.
Oh, right. I might have had the mic too close to me. How's that sound?
I don't know what you've done, but I've heard you before with louder modulation. You don't have to worry about you're not over modulating. I have to listen up real close to hear you. But that tone's 127.3 for that one.
Oh, Roger.
Still here. N4EDW is over Echo Link, and I don't know what's going on. He's he got kind of fading out, so I think he was just going to monitor for a little while.
Okay, that might have been what happened. Him being out there branching, Echo Link's the only way he's got to get in right now. Him not being at home and out there.
He's traveling. But, well, Andy, do you know we're doing Winter Field Day, January 25th, up at Gene's place? Check the web page and the Facebook, either one. We've got a notice up on there, but we're going to be up at Gene's place on the 25th.
Talking about that a week or two ago, if Briars was going to do any or not, and it's the first I've even heard of it. I know the Anderson Radio Club's going to do it, but this is the first I'd heard about Briars even going to do it.
Johnny and I spoke about 3 days ago, and I got the webpage updated. Leroy got the Facebook updated. So we need to start making some announcements on the net. I don't know if Dave has done that, but maybe I'll just chime in on the net a couple of times at 9 o'clock when they call for announcements. I'll just do an announcement over the net. Just start getting the word out.
Please, you to do that, because I've been asking for the past, I guess, ever since I heard about the Anderson Group going to do it, and no one had any answer, so, yeah, you definitely, somebody needs to announce it for sure. KI4LCI.
Announcement. We just had our monthly meeting on Monday night, and that's when we took a vote to do it, and then Johnny had to get permission from Gene, so it's only been a sure thing of yes since Wednesday. So, yeah, we'll try and get some announcements on the net. But it's out there digitally. But we've got such a big presence on the net, and that's where people look for their news. And I told Dave and Johnny that. So I might have to take that into my own hands.
Sometimes I use the bras to bring that check in. Special Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, when I'm not going to be listening on the here on 610 during that time. But either way, it was fine with me. But the Anderson Radio Club has had their plans out, going to do it since, I guess, right close to the start of December or something like that. And I've been hearing them talk about theirs. And they're going to have theirs down there at some park in Williamston.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll get the word out. This one's definitely going to be at Gene's place on the 25th. So that sounds great. Good to know that we need to start getting some voice on the repeater.
Get word out about that right there you just said, because Anderson Radio Club's had that out about theirs, like I said, about since the start of December. And until you just told me, I didn't even know the Brewers are going to be doing it. Maybe I just didn't go to the right part on the website, but still, it needs to be announced on RF as well to as many people as you can.
Do that. Well, if you check it out, if you go to the Brewers website, click on the button that says Club News, and there should be an entry for Winterfield Day 2025, and all the details are there. It's not on the main page. You have to click Club News.
Check that out tomorrow when I go back online, but the word needs to be going out for sure. I don't know if he's still there or not. He faded out. He said, "Oh well, I'm gonna go ahead talking about the 7-9 and move over there and check in with them. Then I'll come back over here." But that definitely needs to be put out for everybody to know. KI4LCI.
Try and join up at 9 and put the word out starting tonight. So I will probably catch you in about 45 minutes then. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. I'm monitoring. I have only one bar for my telephone, so I can't get through very loudly. Out.
EDW, you came in really good that time. You were fading earlier, but that one was solid. KO4ZEW.
I think it may vary based on reception here, transmission here, and some of the cell phone propagation, as strange as that may sound. Over.
Really cool. Anyway, so far. Revenge of the Jedi. I was the movie I was waiting for. That poster that they put out, I got one of those posters. Revenge of the Jedi. And right after it closes, it's like, Jedi, don't look for revenge. Welcome to Quick Tech Tips. I'm Alex. Let's take 60 seconds to improve your digital skills. We all love YouTube. Unfortunately, you won't find the YouTube app in the Microsoft Store. However, you can install the YouTube app on Windows 11 as a PWA or Progressive Web App. A PWA is a real app that allows you to run YouTube.